a bit rough at the moment. We had 7 planets in the microwave, retrograde to lemonade in the summer. And while planets being in retrograde aren't unheard of, having 7 at the same time is a lot. Especially if you're including Pluto, which is a dwarf planet. And some astrologers say it's not a planet, but I'm going to say it's a planet. I think it's a planet. Oh, we bounced out of those 7 retrogrades right into eclipse season, which is always a savage time of year. 2 eclipse seasons a year. And then that's just shot us right out into a new moon in Scorpio next week, which normally wouldn't be that bad. But it's got some major transits aspecting it. Oh, God. What a mouthful. It's not alone. It's got Uranus in opposition, and Uranus is, oh my God, Uranus, give me a minute. Uranus is like sudden change, it's disruption, but it also is revolution. And it's also dystopia, but then in the same paradoxical reality is also utopia. Figure that out. But it's also chaos, but it's also breakdown, but it's also breakthrough. So it's just rough at the moment. Even if you're not astro curious, all you need to know about retrogrades is they are a regressive energy. It's the energy that keeps us stuck from being able to move on and move forward. So as you can imagine, having 7 planets keeping us all stuck and restricted and immovable isn't helpful. And then just to throw us out into eclipse season with chaotic energy, where it's just like, what? And I feel like it got a little bit delulu, and I think the question was like, can it get any more crazy? Actually, the answer to that question is yes it can. We have this new moon in Scorpio next week opposite Uranus, and it's just ramped at the moment, isn't it? And I think it's just ramped. And, you know, are we headed into a global mental health pandemic? And I would say probably yes. And I think, you know, we all maybe suffered enough. I don't know if that's the right terminology. Did we suffer? I don't know. Was it even 2023? If you didn't lose anything, you know, if you didn't lose anything this year, was it even happening? But maybe, what if the perceived loss was actually liberation? What about that? Now, we've had all that action happen. And, you know, kind of, it's all a bit heavy at the moment, we know that. But the positive, when we look at the stars, we can blame the moon, blame the planets. But the positive is, you should really know what to do now. We should all know what to do now. Because we had those planets that came and they realigned our values. They realigned our vision, our dreams. They came and they realigned our responsibilities, which brings me to why this weekend may have been rough. Internally, externally, the world is so heavy and rough right now. But Saturn went direct. Now, he's slow moving the best of times, but it's on its way. So that really means that we know now what we are responsible for. And Saturn's just, what have you been avoiding for the last 6 months? Because that is where the gold is. And as we know, the gold is, I mean, did anybody feel personally victimized? I did. I was like, why is this happening to me? But obviously it's happening for me. We are all yet to see the result of that. But I think hopefully, in the current climate, all we can do is have hope and faith. And we're going to have faith that it all is happening for us all. So we're going to move with that momentum. Loss or liberation. Again, we should all know what to do now. We should all have our own little personal manifesto on how to proceed. You know, there's only 2 months left of 2023. And people ask me, what's 2024? And I have messages and they go back and forth from my friends, and like, we're like, every year we're like, this is our year. since what, like 2020? Yeah, okay. I mean, 2024, we'll talk about that at another point, but it's, yeah, we'll talk about that. But I'd just like to say Astro is never good or bad. It's just favourable or unfavourable. We're going to change the language around that, but it's never really bad or really good. Again, it's happening for you. It's happening for you. Last few weeks, I mean, the energy's been super intense. Now, we're going to blame Mars for that. There's a lot of stuff on Mars. And, you know, in Greek mythology, Mars was the god of war and blood and fighting. And we can see that playing out. Also, rather than extending that globally, we can extend that internally. And you know, sometimes we're at war with ourselves, aren't we? And it's, you know, those retrogrades and that eclipse season and this new moon, I think, could be bringing that up, of where you fight yourself and where you are resistant to change, and you could be unwilling to let things go, things that have ran their course, and you know, things that are no longer meant to be. And I thought I was going this way. And, you know, Mars ultimately is course correction. Well, I thought I was going that way. Well, actually, no, the universe had other plans. So I'm going to go this way. And Uranus comes in then, and it's like, well, how fast can you pivot? Because you're going to have to. So, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the astro. And again, in Greek mythology, Mars is the god of war and is ruled by Aries, and Mars rules over Aries, and some astrologers might say it doesn't rule over Scorpio, but I say it rules over Scorpio. That's my school of training and school of thought. Aries was the son of Zeus. Oh my goodness, Zeus, and how powerful was he? And he was one of the 12 Olympians. So right now in the skies we have the Clash of the Titans, quite literally, as we watch Olympus fall. So if you don't know the story around that, it's totally worth looking into. So interesting. It's my back, but still. In Greek mythology, Cronos ruled over Saturn, and Saturn rules time. So time sometimes stands a little bit still when Saturn goes into retrograde, and then all of a sudden when it comes out, it's always this forward motion. And you know, Cronos is the forward motion of clocks and watches, and ultimately it's ruled by the evolutionary phases of the moon. And so interesting, but still, that's where we're at. So if things feel a go, Mars rules our drive and our ambition. It rules over war, it rules over mercilessness. Let's change that to ruthlessness. But then Saturn rules over time, so we can feel right now that our time is limited and we can really rush. None of that's a bad thing, and it depends what's going to work for you. But then while the world rushes, if you're not in that frame of mind, then it can feel really overwhelming. So it could be good just to take a time out. And whatever that looks like for you, and whatever rests your nervous system, that's right for you. Now this Scorpio full moon that we've got next week, I think it's on Sunday the 12th, Monday the 13th, depending where you are in the world. It is a really bitchy full moon. It can be really nasty, it can be really snarky, it can be really snotty. We've got Mercury moving into Sagittarius, and if you know any Saggies, you will know that they are brutally honest and blunt, and sometimes do not think before they talk. And I feel like the energy is that our words can really hurt people, unless you're a Gemini or a Virgo and we'll just take it as a compliment. Or if the words are from us, you probably wouldn't even know that you've been insulted. However, we should all be careful with our words. Maybe not the words, but definitely the delivery in the next week, because you know what's easy for some people to digest isn't necessarily easy for everybody else. As a Gemini, the Virgo, I would say that's not my fault, but respectfully, yeah, as long as we're, I don't want to say kind, because you know, kind is in there, I mean, that should be a given, but definitely truthful. Once Mars is in Sagittarius, once anything goes into Sagittarius, it's truthful. It's the highest form of truth. and normally backed up by sincerity, without the mission or the intent to hurt anybody. But this week could get lost in translation, so say what you mean. Definitely, I'm a fan of that. Just the delivery. Yeah. As Mars does rule action, like, now's a really good time to get things done. And it's actually those things that you don't want to do. So, you know, we make a to-do list. I make 3 lists. The to-do list, the stuff that I don't want to do, the stuff that I should do, and the stuff that's already taken care of, like the stuff that I can't control. But now's a really good time just to sort of forge on with getting stuff done, because Saturn went retrograde in June, and it feels like maybe you've had these plans, maybe you've had these ideas, and, you know, it's just come out of retrograde, which means we've got this forward motion now of like, right, okay, I know what I'm going to do, even if it's still sort of clouded by Neptune and a little fogginess and a little bit of like, is that strictly true? And then I suppose that then comes down to how you formulate that plan and move forward. But we've just been handed our asses by Saturn, because now we know how to regulate ourselves. We know how to be responsible a little bit more. Should do. Fingers crossed. That's all Saturn's ever wanted, is to teach us how to regulate and be responsible, because that is our job, to do that for ourselves. And, you know, if it's teaching anything, it is that no one else is responsible for you. I mean, that's the lesson in its totality, isn't it, right there? Is like, no one's going to do it for you. It's all on you. Go. Now, for pop culture, Scorpio, Astro vibes, we always get the sexiest sign. And, you know, there is that, because I think if you've ever known a Scorpio, then you've also known, you may have known the emotional depth and the depth of the sexuality that surrounds the Scorpio archetype. And while all of that is good, it's a little bit deep. It's fixed water, so it's intense. None of that's a bad thing. But the pop culture version of Astro says, yeah, it's really sexy, it's this and it's that. You know, I say Scorpio season is like, it's like a Quentin Tarantino film level of revenge. You know, it's like gory like that. Now, that's not bad, because, you know, in all of Quentin Tarantino's films, always the hero's journey, isn't it? You know, didn't happen to anyone that didn't deserve it, you know, which is the knock-on effect from Libra season, because all that's about justice and, you know, what goes around comes around, and the pop culture version of karma. And then that bounces into Scorpio season, where we sort of go for full-on vengeance. And I did a post about that last season on Libra season, and it was like justice or vengeance. And, you know, the difference between the two, one's infinitely more intelligent than the other. And you know what they say about vengeance? No vengeance, just move on, live your life, don't be like them. So, wow. that could be the lesson also, you know. Saturn's just out here handing out lessons. Now, we all have Scorpio in our chart, just depends where. And if you're not really bothered, you don't need to know, but it affects us all. And this season is definitely intense. It's definitely all about extremes, being self-destructive, being obsessed, being emotionally fixated on things. More importantly, Scorpio rules over death. And not always in the literal sense, but sometimes in the literal sense, but not always. It is literally the season of death and transformation, and how you are, after all of those retrogrades, going to reinvent yourself, repair yourself, return, realign, reevaluate, you know, all the reads, and it's all about that. And it's definitely the rising of the phoenix from the ashes season, especially if you took the summer for what it was and turned loss into liberation. And the new moon is here, just to remind us all that, quite honestly, anything can happen, good or bad, anything can happen. But more importantly, you definitely know what to do now. So, a astrology for autonomy, always. I hope everybody has peace in their heart at this time. And I hope we can all keep the faith, whatever that means to any of us right now.